Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 18, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Policy Crossroads: How Infrastructure Capital's ICAP ETF could be well-positioned amid a highly public power struggle. As the Federal Reserve faces pressure over potential interest rate cuts, investors are eyeing Infrastructure Capital Equity Income ETF, ECAP. With the president advocating for lower rates, the search for a new Fed chair intensifies. Amid this power struggle, ICAP offers a unique opportunity, focusing on maximizing income and total return. In a landscape where government bonds compete for yield, ICAP stands out with its diversified portfolio of dividend-paying equities. Managed by J.D. Hatfield, ICAP emphasizes high-yield equity income while utilizing options and leverage to enhance income. With a competitive yield of 6.28%, ICAP presents a compelling case for income investors, especially in a potentially shifting economic environment. Stay tuned, as the clash between the White House and the Fed could lead to a monetary paradigm shift, impacting the appeal of income-generating assets like ICAP.
More hints at coming effort to spur affordable housing construction. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is gearing up to tackle the issue of affordable housing by spurring new construction projects. Speaking at the Maryland Association of Counties Summer Conference, Moore emphasized the need to accelerate efforts in this area. With half of Maryland renters paying over 30% of their income towards housing, Moore highlighted the urgency of the situation. He plans to streamline state permitting, utilize public land for housing, and establish statewide housing goals. Despite facing opposition in the past, Moore is determined to make housing more affordable and accessible, benefiting both residents and the state's economy. A decade of delivering precious water. Sustain SoCal's Water Solutions event, 10th year. Safe Pro Group, a provider of AI-powered security solutions, is expanding international patent protections for its explosives detection systems. The company's AI technology has detected over 31,600 threats in Ukraine. Safe Pro's patent strategy aims to strengthen its position in defense and humanitarian markets. The company's advancements have caught the attention of the U.S. Senate, which has allocated an additional $617 million for small unmanned aircraft systems that Safe Pro's technology supports. This move is expected to enhance the company's long-term value and market position. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.